Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. He has so much to say to His people whom He loves so much. And God is good. He's looking for people He can bless. And I want to clear some things up, like I said I would in other broadcasts recently. I want you to have a clear picture of who God really is. Not just what people say He is. Not just how people present Him to be. Because a false representation of the Lord causes people to stumble. Now, the way of truth, now Timothy wrote, Paul wrote that the day would come, people would speak evil of the things of God, cause people to stumble. And so, I'm here to tell you that God is good. And we need to represent Him right. He should have been represented correctly all along. And we should have been teaching the people. People should have been learning His ways in spirit and in truth. Because the things of God are just too important to let slide. We need to know Him as He is. Now, this is 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul, Apostle Paul, he used to be a Pharisee. He became an apostle because he believed Jesus on the road to Damascus. And now he's an older gentleman about to die. He's an older man of God, and he's about to go on to be with the Lord. But he's still teaching Apostle Timothy. Now, Timothy is the next generation after him. But listen what he said to Timothy. In his closing letter to him, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Now watch this one, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou, in all things endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. He said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, from this point on, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto them also that love His appearance. Now, we have a span of time to do the work of God. God said, work while it's day, for the night comes when no man can work. So, we only have so much time to learn of God and minister His word to people. But the way it works is, you live the life of God every day. That's a ministry by itself. You learn everything you can about the Lord, and you're going to meet people. You're going to meet good people. You're going to meet curious people. You're going to meet people that look up to you. And when that day comes, you want to be able to represent Jesus to them so that they'll have a chance to get in on the good fortune of salvation. Now, I want to clear up some things first before we go any further. Anybody that comes to a point that they believe on Jesus Christ, they will live forever. And they won't be under the restrictive evil kingdom of Satan. Now, Paul pointed out that the truth would be evil spoken of. Well, they would not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And the result of this and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. That have already happened. See, that's why it's important for us to know him. It's important to not just have a form of godliness. In the third chapter, before he wrote that one, he said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." When you read Revelation, that's the result of man's sin and their evil. He said, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy." And that happened too. Without natural affection. People can see you in a demise and don't care about it. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, headed, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Now watch this one. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Some people will talk about God, but they put a spin on it. They don't present him as being powerful in your life. And cold religion, people that listen to misconceptions about God, they don't never learn. And it hinders them from seeking the Lord. He said, For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. These are the wolves, folks. People that will say that they love God and sleep with somebody's wife. He said, they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. See, people that do that, they can't learn. They have a hard time learning. And they have a hard time comprehending. Because if you love the world, it turns you into the enemy of God. That's why you think God cut our time down. Man was designed to live forever. God told Adam that if the day you eat off this tree, you should surely die. Well, he didn't live to be but 930 years. That's a fraction of the time that he should have lived. He wasn't supposed to die in the first place. But now, and if you study Genesis, man became so corrupt that their thoughts became evil continually. They did all kind of things that's just evil. And God spared us from the details. And God He turned man's life down. He only gave us 120 years. And then Moses, because of their evil, he gave them 70 years. The median of that is 95. That's a tenth of what Adam lived. So sin corrupts you in a way that you can't control it. And so when people are in sin, the devil got them. And to keep them, he tried to poison their mind against the things of God. He tried to separate them from learning who God is and what God came to do. And he succeeds when people don't seek the Lord for themselves. Now, people listen to things that they shouldn't. Here's another one. 1 Timothy 4. He says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, in the latter time some shall depart from the faith." Now they once were saved, but they depart from the faith, "giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Instead of speaking God's word, they're speaking like the devil. But it's cloaked. It looks like they're speaking for God, but what they're saying won't work. But people who preach faith and how to live by faith and trust God, they are right. They're in covenant. When you speak in covenant with God, you're right and it works. You live in that. You're presenting God with a life that he can bless. Verse 2. He says, "speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Watch this one. "Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified, so set apart by the word of God and prayer." See, if you let people tell you what you can eat and what you can't, and who to marry or not to get married, don't listen to them. The devil puts you in he want to keep you in a vulnerable position. And this fight has been going on for a very long time. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. So you just have to be wiser than the wicked. You got to learn to be wiser than the wicked. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. And everything on the website is free. These radio broadcasts are longer than the first 15 minutes we play on the radio. It's actually almost 30 minutes. And I did that at the Lord's command. So if you're hungry for the word, go on the website. Not only is this broadcast there in real time, but every broadcast I've done since 2016 is on there. Now, it's time now to know what God has to say and do the things that he is talking about in his word. It's important to learn of him and understand and come to an understanding of things. Sometimes that takes research, and it's important to do so. When you're learning who God is, you're doing a favor for yourself. You're equipping yourself with the things of God. And the enemy can't stop you if you won't be stopped. That's just the way it is. See, Paul also said that the way of truth would be evil spoken of. Because the enemy wants soft target. He don't want people that know the Lord. He don't want them to have to fight for real. He wants to an easy. He's like the lion. If you ever watch the predators, like lions and tigers, hyenas, whatever, when they chase a pack, they're waiting on the young, the little calf that can't run fast to be separated from his parents, or the one that got hurt. That can't run fast. Then they'll attack him and eat him up. They don't want the tough daddy. They want the one that can't fight. And that's how Satan is. So in order for you to be simple, he give you a false education. So when that happens, then he'll win against your life, or he'll aggravate your life. But when you continue to seek the Lord for yourself and learn who God is, the Lord will give you wisdom that he can't overcome. Not only that, he gave you authority over Satan at your will. In Luke 10, they came back. Even the devils are subject to us. Jesus said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you. That's nothing. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. It's easy to defeat Satan when you're committed to God. That's just the way it is. I'm going to say that again. It's easy to resist the devil and stop him out of you and kick him out of your life when you're committed to the Lord. And the word will show you how to be committed to the Lord. The devil got some people thinking, if I don't eat, like the Old Testament said, unclean meat, like catfish or pork, if they think, if I don't do that, then I'm right with God. That don't make you right with God at all. If I don't work on the Sabbath day, that don't make you right with God either. What make you right with God is Jesus. Don't forget that. The blood of Jesus made you. That's why we're righteous. That's the only reason we're righteous. We believed on Jesus and he washed our sins away by his blood. Everything else was pointing to him. Symbols that would help people understand him when he got here. It's very important. Don't let the devil give you a false perception of who God is. And to clear this up in the next few broadcasts, we're going to look at what Jesus said and what Jesus taught. He went about helping people see what they didn't see, representing God perfectly. And doing what no man thought he would do. And he healed the sick. At one time, he healed everybody in the crowd. Everybody was healed, even those that had demon spirits on. And it's important to follow what he taught. If you follow what Jesus taught, and he said, now listen to this part. This is 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16. He said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction in righteousness, that the man of God be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So the place to start, if you never read the Bible for yourself, the place to start is what Jesus taught. And then go to a good church that teach the word. Ask the Lord to lead you to a good church. If you go to a bad church, you're just going to have more problems. But ask him to lead you to a good church. Whatever he may give you a dream, or he may you may go visit with your friend, and you'll feel that peace. Whenever you have that peace, that's God. That's the primary way he guides us, is with peace. Follow it through. If you're sitting there listening and you feel like home, you feel like I'm at home, and you want to be there, you got a peace, and you're learning things, and then God is backing up those words. They're going to help you grow. Now, that don't mean don't be a student of the word. Study for yourself. And that's what I did. What I'm saying now, that's what I actually did as a way of life. When the way of truth is evil spoken of, that's just the devil. That's always the devil. God don't go and talk against himself. In fact, God don't talk about nobody. The wicked that are doing wicked, the Lord may show you what to watch out for. When people say the wrong thing and it's not God, God will give you a check in your spirit. No, that's not me. They chose to say that for whatever reason, but that's not me. And if people are plotting against you, you think they're your friends, and you trust in them, and the Lord give you a dream about what they're really doing, don't discount it. Go and ask him for wisdom. What do I do? If you're about to get married and the Lord keep giving you a dream about problems, or he's showing you their heart, people don't always show you their true intentions, but God will. And he will protect you because he loves you. If you put him first, you open the door for God to help you. Now, if you're going to be a devil, don't expect God to warn you. And he guides the steps of a good man or woman. If you're trying to do right and you want to do right, God will show you what to do. He'll show you who your friends really are and who your friends are really not. You know, sometimes the people we accept in our life, we think they're for us, but they're against us. Or they're in league with Satan. So the only way to go forward is to trust God daily. God, he'll give you things. And the people that he sanctioned, and he show you that sincere heart, don't let that friendship be interrupted. Don't let petty stuff divide you. Protect those relationships. If you've been going to a church and you've been blessed, everything's going right, you're growing in the Lord, don't stop going. Unless God raise you up and give you a ministry or something like that. Otherwise, don't fall out with a good pastor. Don't be like the people that argue with the priest of God. Don't listen to trouble. Your ears is not a trash can. When people are lying, that sometimes that just be the enemy trying to divide you from the strength, from what's causing you to be strong. See, the enemy can't go and hurt a strong man, somebody that's strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He's got to get them in trouble. He'll try to get you in sin or in strife or worry, or he'll try to give you problems that you didn't cause. So you're going to have to counter these things with the wisdom and knowledge of God and the counsel of God and the strength of God. Don't do it in your own strength. Do it. Ask God for help. Say, Lord, take my life and do something with it. That's what I did. Things weren't going the way I wanted. I expected. I didn't have the job I wanted. I was 22 years old. still working a job. I didn't, you know, I wasn't making the money I was supposed to be making. I wasn't satisfied. I was trained to be a mechanic, and I'm still parking cars at the age of 20, what, 21 or 22. I said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. And then things began to happen. I ended up with my own business before I thought I could do it. Now, I wasn't trained for business, but I was such a good mechanic. God was able to, I didn't really need the company I thought I needed. And I left that dealership and started working for myself. I was so glad when I got that job. I said, I'm on my way. I'm going to start making good money now. But I didn't. But I learned some things while I was there. And that's what I was saying in the last broadcast. Sometimes, in the previous broadcast, sometimes you may not get the pay you're after on this job, but it's a place where you can learn. You live with your eyes open. Learn what you can. Ask God to help you see why you're there. And it wasn't a good job for me. I did the best I could do with it. But the things that I didn't learn in school well, I learned to fix electrical problems. I learned to put glass in because they didn't put me on the line where I was skilled. They had me doing glass and trim and electrical problems when they finally gave me a promotion, but they didn't increase my pay. So, but I didn't, you know, sometimes in life things are not going to be fair, but work with it. Work with whatever it is God give you and be faithful. Pay tithes anyway. Love God. Keep a good attitude. Don't fall out with people. And God will always promote. He'll promote you wherever he needs you to be. But he had his hand on my life. When I asked him to take my life and do something with it, he put me in a better situation. And I talked about this before, but I had a mobile auto service, which was very important to ministry for me because it changed my concepts. I happened to grow up in a loving family and that lived in a good neighborhood with positive people all around. So I used to ride mini bikes, and I would see men sitting on the front porch talking to their wives, and their grass was cut, their cars were clean, and they lived in brick houses in Roslyn Heights over by the airport. It was a new neighborhood built in the 60s when I was 3 years old when we moved there. Brand new house. My parents worked hard. They weren't rich, they just worked hard. And they pastored too. And they didn't make a lot of money from the ministry. But they worked for what they got. And so what I did, I thought everybody was like my family in my neighborhood until I started fixing cars at people's homes. And I saw it was a reality check. People really need Jesus. I know how it is with Jesus, but when you do things your way, I've seen husbands cheat on their wives, all kind of stuff when I was out there working. I saw all kind of situations, some good, some terrible. And the happiest people were people who loved God and took their family to church. They were the happiest people in society. I worked on not just black people's cars. I worked on white people's cars. In one day, I might work in the projects, then go work over the mountain. I might work in Bessemer all the way to Pinson. In one day, I might, or within 1 week, I'll work all over the county. And I saw a lot of situations. And I was going to a church where I saw miracles. And I wanted people to have the miracles that I saw at church. Some people could relate to it, some people couldn't. And I didn't really know how to make it better. I worked on a man's car and his dad bought him a vintage Mustang, like a 65 Mustang. And this guy committed suicide. I couldn't believe it. And I, you know, the Lord taught me things along the way. I saw the needs and I wanted to help. But then he taught me ministry. That's why I'm so passionate about giving people the word. I'm enjoying God every day. And I want other people to do the same thing. Because he's out there. He's here. And he'll be with you and in you. He lives in you. How about that? The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.